Welcome to the show. This is Dylan Water on the George Water Jr. Show. And this is great because I just love this. Finally, I'm a radio show host. How do you like that, everybody? Okay. George. I'm going to be interviewing my dad tonight at 6:30, so stick around for that because I'm new at this. So I want to make sure to say so, bear with me. So once again, I'm hosting the George Water Jr. Show. One of the Jr. Show, so let's get some applause going. Who don't have the applause? Where's the applause at? Oh, wait, where's the applause at? You know what? This is going to be a great day because today's weather, well, probably fair, most of the clouds, probably fair, it's fair. And it's now 6:02 in the neighborhood. Welcome to Chicago. It's 6:02 in the neighborhood. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Let me see. Oh, where is it?
Remember, you gotta keep your mouth on the
about 3 minutes. No, the clip lasts 3 minutes.
So what we got today is why do kids like to play video games? I'll tell you one thing. The only one thing that the kids like to play video games is because they're smart. A lot of fun games they play every day. Oh, and it's not every day. If they're outside, that's what they should be doing instead of playing the video games. Because video games is like, it's like really fun. It's really fun, and you get to do anything. You get to play any kind of games. You play like all types of games. Since we're teens now, we can only play teen games, teen rated or mature games. But everybody that is small, they play games that are rated for everyone. Everyone likes to play games because it helps their brain. It helps them study. But it helps them think. But playing too much, that's going to affect them. Take Grand Theft Auto 4, for example, or GTA 5. If they play that game, it's going to be affected outside in the real world. And outside in the real world, you cannot do. And outside in the real world, you cannot do what you see in the video game and put it outside with the real world. Otherwise, it's going to be real consequences. So don't do what. So what do you? What do you want you to? What you want to do? One. Don't do anything. That occurs to the that occurs in video games and with the outside world. With only one week from Thanksgiving, we can give things to all the people. So all the people who are homeless, give to the people who served in the veteran Vietnam War. Give thanks to all the other people in it that are homeless, like I said before, and don't have a job. Plus, we can give thanks to your teachers. Tell them I'm be interviewing my dad at 6:30, so I get all the 30 minutes to myself just talking about anything I want. Christmas, however, is like 1 month away because we got 2 days. Christmas Eve, you have to prepare the Christmas food, prepare for everything, and prepare the Christmas food, prepare everything for Christmas, even decorate your lights. Get the lights to have a warm holiday season. Everything is better for a warm holiday season. If you want to call in, just call this number. 347-857-762. Or if you have it on your phone, and you got that access to your number, just click the call button. One of my favorite movies was Pixels. Another movie was Spike Lee's Chi-Raq, which includes, well, everything you see here in Chicago nowadays. Everything you see nowadays connects with Chi-Raq, because Iraq is now in war with America. America's now in war with Iraq. Well, why? The reason why they call it Chi-Raq because it's all a shooting. When the winter comes, the crime is down. The crime is down during the winter. During the summer, crime is all the way up. The reason why the crime is up in the summer because of bloody murders and the temperatures are high. Reason why they're low is because they're low winter and cold weather. Your New Year's was. This is the clip called Chi-Raq.
Chicago was always a violent place, you know what I'm saying? As time go on, it just got more and more violent because the attitude, shit, changed to now everybody don't get no fuck. Don't nobody give a fuck, and with ain't no leaders out here, ain't nobody accountable for their actions. You can do what the fuck you want, basically, you know what I'm saying? So without no repercussions, without no leaders telling you sit your ass down or beating your ass for doing something out of order, you know what I'm saying? So niggas just do what the fuck they want to do.
Got you. You ready?
Rolling.
I'm from the South Side. I grew up, born, raised here. I've been shot like 30 times with this gangbanging shit. Everybody knows. Yes, the music is got a little bit to do with all the violence, because you got to remember, all these guys that's making music now were gang members first. Before y'all even heard of them or whoever they is or whoever their name may be, they was gangbanging here. And this is how this city designed. You gonna be something, or you ain't gonna be nothing.
They took all the gang chiefs away. They took the structure. When they took the structure away, man, we developed a systematic I call it a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic downfall, man. They put a glitch in our computer chip when they took all the gang chiefs. You know what I'm saying?
So if you heard the clip, this guy was actually explaining about how Chi-Raq. This is how Chi-Raq was found. This is how Chicago and Iraq came together to create Chi-Raq. Because Arabians in Iraq came over to the United States and started to shoot Americans in the south side of the neighborhood. So this is what he meant by Chirac. Our next topic is how to create your own music. Let me give you a few tips. One, mixing your music. It's not that easy because you have to find some things you have to like to make a music clip last 30 seconds. It's not like you just pick a clip, put it in, drag it, put it in the clip. It's not like that. You're gonna have to follow some basic steps like how to make your own music. You gotta start some melodies and bass. The bass is the most important thing. So is the mixer. The mixer is the only important thing because the mixer always helps you balance all the instruments. Balance some instruments, how you make your own music, and if you do that, then you're gonna have some great progress of how you make your own music. Number two, recording is not easy though because well there's usually some background noises that comes to your recording. And if you wanna delete it, you have to go to a specific site that says that you gotta delete the background sounds of that recording. And if you do that, then you're gonna have no background music, but the sounds of your voice then separates instrument. Publishing, however, it's the easy way. You just give your song or track a title and title, create it. Who is it from? Who did you make this with? And what was your group? And it's fun to make music because if you make music, you're gonna share it with the whole world. It's not any kind of music. It can be all kinds. There could be trance, there could be hip hop. There could be hip hop, there could be dubstep, and there's like some other stuff you can do with them soon while you're making music. You can adding special effects can help you make the track give a little more feeling to that. And I don't know, how do you make your own? Like making music is like, it's make making music is like making music is like putting a project, putting a painting on a project. You're putting some paint on, you put on some black marks. You find the evidence trace there. And so what I want to do after high school is like look for a job, maybe not a full time job, but a part time job, and get a wife. But still look for a job to make money. And talk about your schools. What do you want to do after high school? What I want to do after high school? Still look for a job. Graduate high school and look for a job and find a wife. Or maybe find an apartment. That is not far from the edge of my neighborhood. But I say more in the Wilmette area. Because Wilmette is much quieter. There's much people, and there's no violence and no traffic. Women's the suburbs. It's quiet over there. And when I move to a new house at that area, I'll be like, wow, it's gonna be real quiet. How I like playing sports. There's lots of sports. There's tennis. There's baseball. There's cross country skiing. You can pick one of them. We're gonna talk about baseball. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about hockey and basketball because those are the winter. Hockey is now the winter. winner event game, and the Blackhawks just won their fifth Stanley Cup champion. So congratulations to that. And the Blackhawks will still be playing for the sixth one, and they're going to keep going all the way over until they come the Stanley Cup champions, unlike last year and the year before. Yeah, basketball season is not here yet, just yet. Well, basketball season is not here just yet. It will be here during the March Madness is the day when the basketball game usually begins, and I'm taking a break right now, but I'll be back. I'll be back soon. So stay there. Welcome back to the show. Well, today we got more topics. What do you think about what happened in Paris? What happened in Paris on Friday the 13th, which is also known as Jason Voorhees Day, because do you remember the movie Friday the 13th? Well, this Friday the 13th is the one year anniversary of the actual movie Friday the 13th, which happens to be that the terrorist attack in Paris leaves 100 people die, with 69 hospitally injured. Plus, we heard some explosions inside the stage. All the explosions were suicide bombers and suicide explosions. What did they sound like? It sounded like the Paris terrorist attack links back with the past terrorist attack back in the, for example, in the year 2001 on September 11th with the World Trade Center, April 23rd, 2013 at 2:10 p.m. at the Boston Marathon bombing, and these terrorist attacks, instead of Boston bombing, 9/11, and Sandy Hook. These are all the terrorists. Sandy Hook was back in 2012. Because what do you think about what has happened in Paris? It was a tragedy and it was a terrific loss. We give respect to those in Paris who said that they stand strong. And Paris is in such great tragedy that some schools have to close down. In fact, that doesn't leave 100 people dead. At least more than 100 people dead. 101 people dead. This isn't fair. This is because of ISIS. ISIS attack on... It was about the ISIS attack on Paris. Al-Qaeda had an attack on the U.S. And I think that ISIS... I'm afraid that ISIS will be coming in the future. In the future year, ISIS will be coming over, terrorize Chicago, terrorized Chicago. And so what we're saying, from what I'm hearing is that, from what we're hearing is that, I hear that ISIS will be taking over America because that it may come through here and it's going to destroy. And once more, the planes are going to get hijacked and flown into certain Chicagoland buildings, like the one back in New, into certain Chicago buildings here in Chicago, like the one, not like the one back in New York. So you're new. Well, we have more. Let's see. My 2016 goals will be one to get through Uno Rogers Park. I stay fit. I will, however, stay fit. Throughout the whole entire year. Now we got Christmas, which really means it was born of Jesus' birthdays. Christmas. Well, I already talked about this before, so I'm not. This your New Year's resolution. You have until. It's not that too late to make your New Year's resolution because 2019 is not over. Well, not completely yet. Your New Year's, not completely. You know, so you can have time to live. You can have time to remember all the things that happened during the 2015 year, which is not really fun because, well, New Year's Eve, however. New Year's Eve. Well, we have one more month. We have to go. Well, New Year's Eve. We got one more month on New Year's Eve, and well, let's just say it's gonna be a happy New Year. It's gonna be a happy New Year, and we're gonna make way for the 2016 school year. Now I want to talk to you about teenager problems. Here's another one that said today in the modern society there are a lot of problems, especially with problems related with teenagers. A lot of factors influencing this situation. For example, some teenagers felt lack of love from their parents. Another factor is the lack of education because of poverty. In most of the cases, the problems they deal with drugs, alcohol, prostitution, pregnancy, depressions, and even more things. Even more to come. Drugs between teenagers is the most serious problem because it can cause the change in behavior of any person and the physical change too. The reason why I'm reading this is because today there's lots of teen pregnancies and lots of teen drugs. Lots of teens doing drugs and getting guns. Guns. All because they're playing games like Grand Theft Auto 4 or Grand 5. If you all don't have that, and becoming more violent and aggressive. Alcoholism is because it's a society sickness that's fed all people, from teenagers to older ones. That affects all people from teenagers to older ones. It is considered a modern way to have fun, and if you drink your alcohol, your sits between your friends. People who drink alcohol and think they can forget their problems and go out from reality if they can do that. This is Denver Water on the George Water Jr. Show. We're taking a break right now. So stay with me.
in order for you to get your questions ready for me, you have to have to put that down. You're done with this. You're done. You don't need this now. You have to guess this on it. So you don't need this. You don't need that. You only do this when you don't have to guess. All you gotta do is click microphone, okay? Wait till I go back and give you about a minute. Bring yourself back in here. Click off this. Click off that clip.
And welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Tonight, my father, George Waters Jr., because my father, George Waters Jr., I will be interviewing with him. And how did he came to George Waters Jr. show, and I was parent to him, to what he looks like. And what is he doing as a parent? He will be on in, 4 minutes, because he only comes back on at 6:28, and so, let's just wait, let's have time, we're going to have some fun, we're going to have a glass of coffee. I'm just kidding, I don't drink coffee, I just drink milk. Hello, you on the air?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Can you hear me? On the phone.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you through. Yeah, I can
okay.
hear you.
Okay. So you clicked on microphone?
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Okay. All right, start the interview.
So, George Waters, I just got 13 questions for you. The first one is, how did your radio show become the George Waters Jr. show?
Well, the show, I've been on the air for almost a little over a year and a half, and it's been fun. It's been great. It's been magnificent. I love doing the show. I love to when people call in. I love talking to people, conversing with people on different issues, on different subjects. I just love everything, and I love the show. Let me finish. Yeah, let me finish, okay? I love talking to people about the show. I love everything about the show. I love doing the show. It's great. And I came on it about a year ago, and I decided that I liked it. I've been wanting to try radio for a long time, internet radio, but it's different from over-the-air radio. So I do love it, and I'm trying to keep doing it.
So what you're saying is, is it fun for you to start your own radio show? Was it fun for you?
Yeah, it's fun, and I try to make it fun for all the listeners and the callers. And the people who participate in the show, the authors, the doctors, you know, all kind of people. It's fun for me, and it's fun for them because most of them tell me that it's fun and that they'd be gladly to come back on the show.
So that sounds good. That sounds really great.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your life as a parent?
A parent?
Yeah.
I guess you could tell me that. How's my life as a parent? I think I'm a good parent. I think I'm a great parent. I think sometimes I'm, you know, kind of pushy, but I do know I try to be the best parent that I can be. And I think all parents should try to strive to be the best parent they can be to their children, because their children are growing up in a world that they know not too much about, and it's up to the parents to steer them through that maze of all of those obstacles that the world I can take you through, and especially with this thing with Paris, and it's just sad. Those people in Paris were killed for nothing, just for being people, and you know that's sad. The world has just gone mad. Sometimes it seems like, but we got to keep going. And parenting is something that's very, very important and very vital for, especially for young parents. You know, because kids can grow up to be great, or they can grow up to be criminals or gangbangers, and sometimes it depends on parenting for those kids to kind of get their feet on the ground, so to speak.
So what are some great topics that you talk about on your radio show?
Topics, I try to cover a lot of topics. I try to talk about things that is, I try to think about things that are in the news, things that are will get people to calling or to get people to thinking or get people to talk or conversate with each other or me. A lot of the things I talk about on my show, my own opinions, a lot of the things are, a lot of people disagree with me. That's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. That's what a talk show is about. It's about debate. It's about, you know, getting your views out there. It's about, to me, it's about making, trying to make a change in things that need to be changed. So topics can be a variety of political. It can be family. It can be about books. It could be about anything that I think is going to get my audience to learning something, because that's what the show is all about, getting the audience to learn something, and myself, too. Go ahead.
So you like to cover everything on your radio show. You like to cover everything.
Yeah, I like to cover everything
about music and music, sports, like video, music, sports, video game, any stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll do sports, video games, stuff like that. I'll do that, but I won't dwell on it. I won't prolong on it. I just talk about it for a short while, just like I can say today that the Bears won, okay? And that's all I'll probably say, is that the Bears won, because this, my show is not a sports show. It's not a show about video games. It's not a gossipy show like TMZ. I wouldn't want that. But, you know, it's a show about serious stuff that's going on in the world. It's a stuff about people. It's a stuff about, you know, just serious things that are going on in the world and, you know, trying to change some things that are going on in the world if I can help at all on this show.
So how many books will you write for next year?
Oh, that's a good question. That's great. I am, as you probably know, Denver, I am also a writer. I'm a writer. I've got several I got several pieces of material on Amazon right now, 2015. I have several pieces. Yes, of course, I will have a lot of more material published in January of 2016. So I'm hoping people will check out those writings and some of my previous writings January 2016. And you can always find my stuff. I'm on Amazon. I'm always on Amazon. George Wilder Jr. Just put my name up in that little bar up there and click, and my material will materialize in front of your eyes. And if you need a website, it's www.amazon.com/author/G Wilder. And, you know, I love writing. I think it's a great thing. I think it's wonderful. I think I'm addicted to it because it seems like I can't stop doing it. Or even if I finish a book, seems like I have to actually start another one. I love short stories. I like short stories. I think short stories can stand up against novels. You know, so that's a little bit of what I can tell you about myself being an author and a writer.
Wow. So what are one of the fun things that you want to do as a parent?
What is one of the fun things I like to do as a parent?
Yeah,
well,
what are
I
one
like
of them?
Reading. One of them.
Yeah, just one.
You
don't have to name one. You can just name them all.
Well, I'll do about one or two. What I like doing as a parent is to make sure that my child is smart enough to deal with the world out there, because that's a cruel world. And children have to have the skills to go out there and handle that world. That world is changing every day. You know, you got to have the smarts, the education, the ambition, the know-how, the talent to deal with some of the garbage that's happening out here in the world, or you're not going to make it. And another thing I try to do as a parent is to basically is to try to be the best parent that I can be, you know. And that's one of the things I say about some people. Some people don't know how to be a parent. I think I do know how to be a parent. I think I've always known how to be a parent before I even became a parent. And I think that's a good skill for some people to have, because a lot of kids, people are having babies and they should not have babies because they don't know anything about the first thing about parenting. And all of a sudden they throw that baby in the garbage somewhere, that baby gets shot, or they all because of the parenting, because the parents aren't worth a damn themselves. And I hate to say that, but it's true. And I think, and the way I parent, I wouldn't suggest anybody parenting the way I parent, because parenting is different. But it doesn't mean, just because you do different parenting, doesn't mean that it's bad parenting. But parenting is vital, and sometimes we don't get that, because we see that in the gangbangers. We see that in the shootings. We see that all over the place. We see that in people who are uneducated. That's a good question, and it's a general question, and I can probably elaborate on it some more at some other time.
I mean, but so what are the? I want this next question is a true question, but I want you to know this. I want you to understand that one of the worst things you see in public, anything, every day.
You want to know one of the worst things that I see in public every day?
Yeah.
One of the worst things that I see. I see a lot of bad things in public every day. I guess one of the worst things I can see in public one of the worst things I see in public is if I see a young girl that I've known since her birth, or since she was a young little girl, a young lady since she was a little girl, and now she's out there prostituting. She's a part of sex trafficking. That's something I see every day. I see young girls who are part of sex trafficking, some guys putting them out on the street, having them sell their bodies, and that's bad. Because when a young girl is out here prostituting, I mean, her life is over. As you know, as being a special part of society, her life is over. So that's one of the things I see out here that's bad. And I also see that a lot of kids out here with talent who are wasting their talent standing up on the street. They're uneducated,
but, no.
And that's sad. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Denver, go ahead. Yeah.
So how many books are published for this year?
Oh, I got quite a few up there. I got quite a few books published. Go ahead.
So you got like three books published.
This year?
Yeah, so when you say you got a few books published, you meant...
No, I got more than three. It's just
like
that you don't pay attention to... Denver, you don't pay attention to what I'm doing. That's why you don't know. I got quite a few books up there. I mean, it's more than three, it's more than five, it's probably more than ten. But I just wish you would pay attention to what I'm doing so you have no problem asking me. But you don't. Okay, go on with the next question.
So what are your goals for next year?
What are my goals for next year? My goal for next year, Denver, believe it or not, is to get rich.
How are you going to get rich?
Oh, maybe with the radio show. Maybe with writing my books. Who knows? Maybe by winning the lottery. Who knows? That's my New Year's resolution, is to get some cash.
So what have you accomplished this year?
What have I accomplished this year? I accomplished getting a lot of my books finished. I'm done with four projects. And four projects. There's two short stories, and there's two novels. So I've accomplished that. I've accomplished a lot of things with you, but basically, and I have accomplished finishing up on some of the radio shows that I've hosted and done. And those things are fun. They are really, really fun. And like I always tell people, you can always find me on Facebook, Google, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. you know, if you want to do that, check me out on Amazon.com. I have plenty of material. All right, Denver, go. What is the next question?
The next one says, what is the most important thing you do to start a broadcast of your radio show?
Pardon me?
What is the most important thing you do to start a broadcast of your radio show?
To start a broadcast? Oh, well, I just like you started the broadcast today, I do the same thing as that you did. You know, just make sure that you, before, to be a radio host or over-the-air radio host or to be an internet radio host, I think you have to do your homework. I mean, on a radio show, I don't think you can just sit down and just at a mic and start talking. You got to prepare for it. You got to know what your studio is going to be like. You got to know where the clips are. You got to know where the space where the people are going to call in at. You got to know how to call in. You got to know how to screen them. You got to know how to cut them off in case they're becoming obnoxious or just ridiculous. But and then you got to have a kind of a script to read from you got to have a script to kind of keep you going, keep you talking, and it's good to have clips on your show. And it's great. I do that almost every day, getting ready. And I produce the show. I write the show. I put it together. If it's screwed up or anything, it's my fault. It's all on me, and I love doing it. It's fun. It keeps me busy. I guess you might say it might even prolong my life. Okay?
So, good. What are you doing when you take your time? What are you doing when you're taking your time away from the writing and radio hosting?
Oh, okay. So what do I do when I'm not writing, when I'm not on the radio?
Yeah, well, you know.
Basically, when I'm not on the radio, I'm basically preparing to be on the radio. I'm getting everything ready. I'm getting guests signed up. I'm getting guests booked. I'm going through the internet. I'm watching the news for things that I can talk about on my radio show. I'm going through the day's memos and papers and files, trying to find out if this or that is worth talking about. you know, so I'm always preparing to get on the radio. And when I'm not on the radio, and also I'm writing, I'm always writing. I mean, the moment I get off the radio to the moment I get on, I'm writing. I write on the weekend. Whenever I'm not on radio, basically I'm either writing, and if I'm not writing or preparing for the radio, I'm probably around the house resting and stuff like that, cleaning up or whatever.
Or coming to one of my concerts.
Yeah, I go to one of your concerts if I'm not on the radio, if I'm not booked. Yeah, I go to one of your musical concerts. You're in a band, aren't you?
Yeah, we got another one. It's called the Una Rogers Park Band. There's no other name.
Okay. Okay, so is this a band or is it an orchestra?
It looks like an orchestra, but it looks like more of a band and an orchestra together.
Okay. So what do you play? What do you play? Tell the listeners what you play.
So I tell them I play mallets and percussion. I'm with the percussion section, and I'm also with the jazz, so I'm with the bass.
Okay. All right. Do you enjoy that?
So I enjoyed it a lot, mostly because I was in the freshman band from last year, and I was with percussion, and I'm still playing now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
you there?
Yeah, I'm there. So don't you?
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a truthful question. Don't you ever get tired of doing the radio show?
No, man. No.
Whoa.
No, no, no.
Why
it's
not? Whoa, 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 wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Why not? Why don't you get tired?
Why? Because I just said it's fun. I mean, you don't get tired of doing anything that's fun. It's fun. It is totally fun. and sometimes I do the radio show. Sometimes it's so much fun that I really, really enjoy it. I really, really do. And it is fun. Or I wouldn't do it. If the radio show Denver was not fun, I would not do it. Who would do it? I don't think there's a radio host anywhere that would host a radio show if it was not fun. Okay? It's not the great money in the world. It's just that it's fun. It's relaxing. It's stress reducing. It's just a joy to do, and I look forward to doing it. You know, I know I'm a needle in a haystack, but I know the show, as I do it, as I present it, as I put it together, it's going to become popular and more popular. I just do it because I enjoy it.
Here's number 13, because this one already got crossed out. It says, how would somebody like me get into radio broadcasting?
How would somebody like you?
Yeah, get into radio broadcasting.
Well, you can get into radio broadcasting by listening to me. I'm your teacher, you know. get into it. It's easy. In some places, they have schools where you can go, and they can teach you all about radio broadcasting. They can teach you. But to me, that's a waste of money, because you can learn all about radio broadcasting from the Internet, and it's free. And you can learn it all about from me, because I'm your dad, you're my son, and I'm doing it now. So you can learn it from me. You don't have to go out and waste your money or your dollars or your time for somebody to teach you, and all they want is more money from you. And radio broadcasting is easy, but it's not easy. To get into broadcasting, you have to be smart, because people are going to expect you to be smart, okay? Your callers and the people that are listening to you, they're going to expect you to be smart. They're going to expect you to be able to tell them something that they don't know. They want to be for you to enlighten them on something that they don't know, or they want you to give your opinion on something that they do know, and your opinion has to be debatable. This is why I keep saying I don't want everybody to agree with me on my show. I want a debate. I want a discussion. That's why I say the things that I say. Because if I said everything on my show and people agreed with it, that would be no fun. People wouldn't call in. People wouldn't listen, because I'm always right, or they're always on my side. And I understand it. That doesn't make sense. So to be a radio broadcaster, you know, it's basically there's many schools around here where you can go and do that. And you got to have a good voice, for one thing, Denver. You got to have a commanding voice. You have to be a little bit knowledgeable of just about everything. You don't have to be so damn smart, but you at least you have to be knowledgeable, know something. And sometimes you even have to be smarter than some of the people that listen to your show. But I'm going to tell you this, a lot of people who listen to my show and other radio show hosts, they are some smart people. Believe me, they are some smart people. All right, D.
So the next question is, how would you inspire someone to write?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm a writer. All right. I would probably tell them to, if it's writing that you love, if it's writing that you want to do, if it's writing that you've been called to do, do it. You know, I've had a lot of authors on my show, and they say, just write. And I think it's more than just write. I think you have to know what you're writing about. You got to have a story to write. You got to have something there. I believe this. I think I learned this in writing school. I think I learned. It said, each writer, to be a writer, you have to write about what you know. And that's true. You have to write about what you, even fiction, you have to write about what you know. And we all have a story inside of us, each and every one of us. We have an autobiography, or some people might say a memoir.
A memoir.
We have stories. Everybody has a story to tell. But everybody cannot write.
If anybody cannot write, what do they do? If they don't write, then what can they do?
What I mean is,
can they speak?
what I mean, you can have a master's degree, you can have a PhD degree, you can have a high school diploma, but you may not be able to write a story. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't read or write in general, but I'm just saying when it comes to writing short stories or novels, you may not be able to do that because you don't have the talent for that. It's not so. I would tell people if they want to write, you know, make sure you write what you know and keep at it. And I probably would say take a writing class here or there, you know, so you can learn the sentence structures, punctuation, so on and so forth. You know, writing is really talent. It's talent. But there are so many people out here who are writers that don't have any talent, and you can see that in their work when you read it. Yeah. I've seen it, so I'm not going to say anything that
experienced. If these people write, but they don't have talent, it's going to be like, I'm going to read a bunch, but that person that is right, that was writing but doesn't have any talent, to be like, what is this?
Yeah, some of it is awful, but some of these people think they're authors and writers, and they don't have an inkling of talent of writing. You there?
Yeah, I'm there. So what inspires you to become a radio host?
What inspired me to become a radio host? I really don't know. I just kind of fell into it. It just happened. I haven't been a radio host too long. I haven't been a radio host for about a year and a half. So I'm still new at this. I'm still trying to learn about it. Nope. But I'm having somewhat success with it, not too much monetarily, but I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I enjoy it when people podcast the show. Like I said, I enjoy it when people download the show. I enjoy talking to other authors and writers, and they seem to have enjoyed my show. But, you know, people are fickle. What can I say? But I'm going to keep doing the show.
So, hey, what do you say to the people that want to start a radio show?
I just talked about that, Denver. I'm going to end this interview, man. It was very nice talking to you. It was great. Denver, you can go to a break after I get off the show, all right?
All right.
All right. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Right,
Denver?
Bye.
Denver?
Yeah?
Click on the X. That will take me out, all right? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So this is George. That was George Water Jr. I was interviewing my father on the George Water Jr. Show. I'm Devin Water. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Stay put and stay with me.
Chicago was always a violent place, you know what I'm saying? As time go on, it just got more and more violent because the attitude, shit, changed to now everybody don't get no fuck. Don't nobody give a fuck, and with ain't no leaders out here, ain't nobody accountable for their actions. You can do what the fuck you want, basically, you know what I'm saying? So without no repercussions, without no leaders telling you sit your ass down or beating your ass for doing something out of order, you know what I'm saying? So niggas just do what the fuck they want to do.
Got you. You ready?
Rolling.
I'm from the South Side. I grew up, born, raised here. I've been shot like 30 times with this gangbanging shit. Everybody knows. Yeah, the music is got a little bit to do with all the violence because you got to remember, all these guys that's making music now were gang members first. Before y'all even heard of them or whoever they is or whoever their name may be, they was gangbanging here. And this is how this city designed. You gonna be something, or you ain't gonna be nothing.
They took all the gang chiefs away. They took the structure. When they took the structure away, man, they we developed a systematic, I call it a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic uproar, man. It's a systematic downfall, man. They put a glitch in our computer chip when they took all the game chiefs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they took the projects. They took the game chiefs first. Then they took the projects. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, we're going to take their structure. Then we're going to put them out in the ghettos and let them kill themselves so we can go and clean them off the streets. And this shit ain't no movie, though. This real life. We living this shit, man. This Taliban, Al-Qaeda shit is going on over here. And we in war with each other, man. It's like, so, we don't give no fuck about nobody else.
I was calling at a gas station, and what they call lacking on 67 in Cottage Grove. Person ran up on my car, shot all up in the car, hit me 7 times on my stomach, my neck, my jaw, my hand, my back, almost hit like 2 inches away from my spine. Like, it was crazy. I was in the hospital for maybe a month, lost massive weight. I weighed like 90 pounds afterwards, like, had to recover therapy. Like, it was crazy, man. Like, it's hectic out here for real. Like, when I talk about Chicago, like, it's really like that here. Like, it's living proof.
My name is Valerie Kyles from Chicago, Illinois, outside our building at 5110 South King Drive. I was the mother of a son that was gunned down. I really can't comprehend why they're still happening, but something is missing for the young men. These kids have no hope. They don't care if they die, some of them. But you need to have a hope and teach your sons hope that they can live and be men, productive.
We pulled up on the scene and shit. We think we was going to jump out and shit, and we was going to beat their ass at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was going to start fighting, and then if somebody would jump, I was going to get to shooting at a motherfucker, you feel me? But shit, before a motherfucker even get out the car, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, all you just hear is just, you know what I'm saying? You hear it, pop, 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 you know what I'm saying? They shoot the car up, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, one of my homies rushed to the hospital, stopped at the light and shit, tied me up, you feel me, with a sweater, you feel me? And then, you know what I'm saying, my father walked in the hospital and blanked out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got popped in the head. Real shit, man. This shit is real out here, man. 15 years old. No flies in, bro. Feel me? This shit is deep, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Chicago is my fun. Y'all right, everybody's scared to come to that. Everybody's scared to come to Chicago. And, you know, there's a war zone in Chicago. Like, 10 years, I want to be a big house. My family out the hood ain't got to worry about nothing. Sleep good, and I ain't got to worry about nothing being shot at, none of that.
Growing up in Chicago, it was like good and bad. I had a lot of fun, but it's kind of dangerous having fun. First thing I remember is being arrested when I was a shorty. Like, that changed when I became a part of the system and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was locked up. I think like four bags of crack. I was like 13. Feel me? So once I became a part of the system, kind of fucked me up, because it was like in and out after that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't got the privilege of having their mother in their life or their father in their life. Some people, mama crackhead, you feel me? Daddy might never not been there. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as that inside household situation go bad, that's when you become an adult, aside from what you're doing outside of that.
Idle time is the devil's playground. When you're doing something with your time, then you can survive. But when you're not doing nothing with your time and you just out here with these, just every other thug, then you gonna get a thug lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? If you on bullshit, bullshit happens. You think about it, you win this bullshit, bullshit happens. You know what I'm saying? No dead crows. You know? And that's all. You know?
My favorite memories growing up. Just you know what I'm saying, the old days when it used to be cool, like it'd be fun, like you just going kick it, hooping and shit with the guys and shit, like no game banging, none of that. Before motherfucker was on doing smoking weed and all that drinking and shit. Like when it was fun, now it's like, you know, you gotta be on the shit, don't be too fun no more.
Yeah, man.
Audience, well, my friend, welcome back to the show. This is for the teenagers. If you're wearing braces on your teeth, that's not good because look at me. I'm wearing them right now. And you can say goodbye to the popcorn, say goodbye to the candy you once ate, Starburst at Happy Table, because if you eat that, well, chances are you're gonna have to break the wires. You will break the wires off for everything. So these are the foods I want you to avoid. Avoid eating Happy Tables. Avoid eating the popcorn. Avoid eating the apple or carrot. Avoid eating the pizza crust. If they're soft, you can eat it. Just take a piece of it and go, just like that. It won't hurt your braces. Eat a big one, and then the braces will fall out. Matt, then you're going to have to go to the doctor and we get them.
You're too far away from the microphone. They won't
hear. And you're too far away.
You're too far away from the microphone.
And of course, you're going to have some bad times. You're going to have some bad times. Have some bad times putting the braces in your mouth.
Keep moving away.
Braces in your mouth. Well, it's not happening. Eating soft foods like soft cookies or foods that are not so high in sugar, you can eat those. Foods are high, you can eat those, but you gotta brush your teeth though. So, taking a walk outside, I want to talk to you about outside living. And I want to tell you about what has happened at Fox Lake. Remember G.I. Joe that just died? G.I. Joe just died.
Tell people to call me. Give them the number. Keep giving them the number.
My number is 347-857-1762. And remember what happened on...
You move away from it.
So do you remember what happened after the mass many months back in September? If you do know, well then you're gonna know this now. G.I. Joe just died. Or had died or usually died because he's dead anyway, because somebody killed him. Somebody killed him. And what they're saying over there at Fox Lake is that this is a homicide, not a suicide. It's not suicide or a homicide. He couldn't just take his own life. Well, back in Chicago, it became a tragedy. A funeral for the 9-year-old boy who just got executed back Monday night, next to a high school. And this wasn't fair. This is war on Chicago, all because of Chirac. Because if you play the clip, watch me play the clip again, and this time, because you're gonna listen to what he has to say, to what he's saying about high Shy Ride. So let's take a look.
Chicago was always a violent place, you know what I'm saying? As time go on, it just got more and more violent because the attitude, shit, changed to...
Did you hear that? He said that Chicago has become more and more violent. Well, the winter is coming, so crime rates are usually down. There's going to be less crime. But come the next summer, May through June 2016, boom, Chirac. Boom, Chirac. Chicago is now at its tipping point. Not because of violence, because of budget cuts. Because of budget cuts. And I want to talk to you about, and I also want to talk to you about teacher, about student abuses with teachers. There have been many teachers being abused by students. They always take their student. They always take their student, pick up their student, throw a student down on the ground. Student on the ground. Kicking him, stomping him, kicking, stomping, hitting, kicking, pushing, and spinning at them. And then they are wrestling at them. All because of no reason. All the teachers want to do is like what the teachers want to do is like have their own way, have their own style, which then the teachers are going to get laid off. January is the day that strike. The strike begins with the teacher strike. This means all public schools will be closed at that time. This is going to be really sad for them. And I feel really sad for both of them, although I feel no sympathy. Well, what we can see here is that it has been a cool day. So let's take a look back at the temperature. The time is now 7:07, and it's with a fair glance of, if you really think that was 8 o'clock outside, you'll be in bed. If you really think that was midnight or like 10 or 9 or 10 o'clock, if you thought that was 9 or 10 o'clock, you'll be outside. You'll be in the bed. But it's not. I guess it's daylight savings time, so it's getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and the crime is getting lower and lower and lower. But how low? It's not almost that time to make your New Year's Eve revolution yet. So what you want to see is, you know what? I'm gonna take the most of my time to read. I just want to take the time to. Nope, not here. Nope. I'll just take the time to start here. I'm going to start off with today. We have visited two cottages, DePaul and North Park. They showed us where the classrooms were, where the cafeteria was, and where the academic classes are at North Park. North Park had a gym. It was just across the street. North Park gym had a basketball court, a badminton court, which looked like a tennis court but smaller. But it has no pool whatsoever. After our visit from North Park EDU, we visited the same bus to DePaul. DePaul was section. Yeah, keep quiet. DePaul was section on the opposite side. It had a gym. Yet it had a large margin field. It was larger than the one over at one of Rogers. DePaul was section on the opposite side. It had a gym. And it had a much larger field. It was larger than the one over at Uno Rogers Park. And at an indoor track with two lanes and a lap timer. The people at DePaul were nice. After all, the two visits from North Park and DePaul were pretty awesome. I would decide to enroll at DePaul rather than North Park. It was a fun time, and I really enjoyed myself over there at DePaul University because I would rather just enroll at DePaul than North Park because North Park was way too small. Well, I just want to... The next one was from these two holiday concerts. One was the first performance of the performance. The first part was dance, and the first part was music. We were inside for the dance session. It then became our turn in the spotlight. Yeah, we did all four of those songs, and it was really great. I got the music teacher's phone number right here. You want to hear it? If you don't want to, I'm aware. If you don't want to, I'm okay with that. What else are we going to talk about? However, we did the second half of the concert. We did the same thing all over and over and over and over and over again. Getting a turn and then a rip. Pretty fun. The reason why I'm doing this is because we're going to have to do the same thing on the summer concert, which is also known as the Day concert. And once you get your holidays on, get your Santa hat, get your Santa, whatever this is. Get your Santa, whatever this is. Santa boots, Santa any, Santa everything. You can have two little elves. You can decorate the hall like green and red lights. Lights. I want the city to become festive. Because you want to know why the city is becoming festive? Christmas is not almost here. It's not here yet. Here, yeah, you're just going to have to wait till the 25th or the 24th. Because they're doing their Christmas shopping early. Because right now, I'm going to take a break. And this is the Demarada on the George Weller Jr. Show. So welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about summer. Because summer, it's a really fun season. More like spring. Okay, you know what? Put it this way. Summer and winter. Because winter, you get to play in the snow, you get to do snowboarding, and you get to do everything in the snow. Like snowball fights, for example. Snowball fights. Snowball tag. Snowball races. Snow Angel, sledding races, skiing races, snowboarding races, and many things that you have to do with snow activities, like building a snowman. That's for little kids, so I'm sticking with the big guys. Summer, NASCAR, baseball. Yeah, who doesn't like the Cubs and the White Sox? In fact, Back to the Future was wrong. You thought that the Cubs were going to win? You think that the Cubs were going to win the NCLS? Nope. Do you think the Sox are going to win this one? Nope. If they do, yes. For next year, apparently, if they're the world champions, and if they go, and who doesn't? What is more better than summer without barbecues? 4th of July, and the last day of school, because after so many years. So many years of being in high school and nothing doing but boring work and blah blah, and boring work, all work and no fun. Fun until all the way through the summer, way through the last day of school. Everybody, all the kids are gonna be like, "Yay, summer!" That's why they get the grades. That's why they get the grades at the end of the school year. Right now, I don't think so. We just have final exams, because. Well, you just have final exams before the end of the school year. And in the school year, and after the final exams, so you pack up and you go. Go! Because that's really fun, because over the summer, you get to hang out with your friends, you get to visit to your friend's house, eat everything, eat barbecue, have some fireworks. Yeah, that's the good side. Let's go to the bad side. On the bad side of winter, there's snowstorms, there's blizzards, there's traffic, there's no power, and it also calls for flu season, calls for sickness and throwing up and puking. That's winter. That's your winter right there. Puking, sweating, and throwing up. because, well, the winter means sickness. The winter means sickness. And everything else that means sickness, well, that means winter to you. Summer, whoa. Talk about 90 degrees. Talk about heat stroke. Talk about heat stroke. Winter, talk about winter. You're talking about the frost. You're talking about frost. You're talking about ice. You're talking about sub-zero temperatures. You're talking about temperatures that are negative three. Summer, you're talking about blackouts. You're talking about heat stroke. You're talking about 90-degree weather. And you're talking about way too much. You talk about way too much shame because you want to know why? Why? If you do, you want to know why, right? Because look at Oakland. Oakland has lots of gangs. Chicago has multiple gangs. In fact, there's lots of crime all around Chicago. In the winter, there's none of them. And the only reason why is that the winter is coming. And it's snow. That's why the criminals are once again is they're their home. One of the most favorite books I like is, I'm going to tell you this right now, Catcher in the Rye, because it talks about Holden's life and Cut, which is talking about, well, Callie's life. In the story Catcher in the Rye, Holden usually escapes Pennsylvania during your prep, which he failed four out of five. He passed one class, but failed four of the other rest. And that's why he's skipping it. And then he's going home without his code, without his stuff, without his anything. And that's why it's really sad. It's really sad because, well, Holden will say he wants to jump out the window and commit suicide. And he didn't want to do that. He doesn't want to commit suicide. The reason why he's doing that because, well, hold on, let me get this adjusted. He said that he wants to hate his life. He wants to remember. All right, so then they found me. They picked up my body off the floor. This is what he really said. So what he says, well, I'm looking for a body, looking for a catcher in the rye. And he says something like, I want to live. Now, I want to make my life come. I become miserable. Callie in the Cut. She's in a mental home where she really cuts herself, and she's found herself sprawling on the body, on the side, on the ceiling, and down and onto the floor, then back up and down to the floor. What in the world is that? So anyway, we talked about Christmas. So the number, if you want to call this number on the screen that you see before, or give a shout out to Facebook. That's all. The George Warren Jr. is now on Facebook. Go there right now. And then the support link is hdcp.tollbooth.com. So I don't know what that is.
Number 720, play a clip. Play open. Keep talking. Remember, you got to keep talking. Even if you're moving it, you
got to
keep talking.
I'm going to play a clip that says...
So welcome to the Labor Forum today. We have two guests in the studio. We're really excited about this interview because we've been talking about low-wage workers here on...
What did you say? 720.
Yeah, 720. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting... live. Okay, Denver Wilder, I still give you a take on tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? Talking to the mic.
What's happening tomorrow? I'm going to be at school tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. Yeah.
Every day, I want to know what's up. Yeah. When it's a song that's written in it.
got your clock at 7:30. Father, open eyes that we may
And guess what? We're back. Welcome back to the show. We only got 6 minutes left into the. We got six more minutes left in the air. So this is what we're gonna talk about: Football Sunday. Yeah, you can hear the intro from the background of the TV into the micro, into the speakers, into the microphone. Because you want to know why? Because we're starting a. And guess we're playing again. It's against who again?
Cardinals
and
Seattle.
The Cardinals and Seattle. No. Football Sunday.
Saturday night, Sunday night football.
So you read that wrong. So it's against the Cardinals and the Seattle. Seattle. It's going to be a great game. Really great. It's going to be really great. It's going to be really fun. And next time.
Are you ready for school tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm almost ready for school.
Tomorrow.
It's going to be a usual day. Throughout all this week, and
so what are you gonna do on Thanksgiving week?
I might as well go to Care for Real every day.
And help to do what?
And help to feed the hungry, and the homeless.
How do you feel when you help to feed the homeless? Do you feel good? It makes you feel good, or what?
Makes me feel great. It makes me feel great because, well, I like doing it, and it's really fun. Yes.
Okay.
Well,
would you like to do that on Christmas?
I have to go somewhere on Christmas. So,
where?
Like to my mother's house.
Oh, okay. So, about my Thanksgiving, what do you think you should be? What kind of Thanksgiving dinner do you think you should have?
Turkey, macaroni and cheese, some pie, and pie, macaroni and cheese, pie, macaroni and cheese, the turkey, eggnog. We should have that because it's back in store. So yeah, for real. Seriously. It's back. And the weather calls, and sometimes the weather will be calling for snow. And according to this, we only got how many minutes left in the air? Oh yeah, we got 4 minutes left in the air, so
you got 4 minutes left in the George Water Junior Show?
Yes.
Tell us that.
We got 4 minutes left in the air, and this is the Dylan Water on the George Water Junior Show.
It is fun.
I enjoyed it. I want to come back. And we're just about off the air. So thank you for listening. Thank you for archiving. And well, I'll see you guys.
Never wait till it says it's off the air. Wait till all that stuff go off. Keep talking.
So I got you. April Fools. You thought?
You got 3 more minutes in the show. Wait, everything is gonna go off. Go ahead, keep talking.
You think I was gonna get away with that? And
can play another clip.
Let's play one more clip. Wait,
this is George Wilder Junior Show. Right here, my workbook. Just click on it.
I'll be right back. This is it. We only got like 90 seconds. We got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. I'm online. Just call me on my cell phone. Sorry, just listen to a Drake song. Just call me on my cell phone. it's been really fun. We only got 1 minute. We got 1 minute and 35 seconds left. It has been fun. And I hear 90 seconds in my ear.
Yeah, 90 seconds. If it's 90 seconds, then we'll put on a clip and let it stay.
And goodbye, everyone. This is the Denver Wilder on the George Warren Jr. Show. I'm just about off air. See you next time.
A music clip.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel on Tuesday laid out a stark choice for the cash straps.
Sorry, wrong one.
That's a music clip.
Yeah, open our eyes.
You didn't have to play that again. Okay, I will play that one. But leave it on, because you got it on, and let the show go out. When that light goes out, not on the air.
Open our eyes, it's playing.
Father.
10 seconds and it's going to go off. You off the show. You off the air. So you how to get out of it. You can always talk up until this time and go out. You get the music. The music is going to take it on out. Did you hit 10 seconds?
Yeah. Thank you and goodbye.
No, you've been off the air. You should have said it before you put the music on. You off. Okay, end episode. End it.